My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. This next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers clip is sponsored by SurfEasy. SurfEasy is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. To learn more, go to surfeasy.com. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we write a quick porno scene. But there are more pressing issues as Davin's new lawyer's receptionist is hitting on Davin. How do we solve this dilemma? With an Agnes blow-up doll. So listen and enjoy.
So this guy has witnessed a couple having sex and is frustrated. Where did he witness them having sex? Well, they are roommates, and he comes back from work late and finds them having sex. I go, nice. What is the masturbator's name?
What is the masturbator's name?
And what's that masturbator's name?
What's the masturbator's name?
Wow. What do the couple look like? The man is muscular, as usual, and the lady's blonde with big tits.
She writes this? Wow.
I go, okay, what's the man's ethnicity? She goes, French would be cool. I go, oui. So,
as in the magazine.
Exactly. So what does the masturbator witness exactly? And she goes, and the woman is English. You like the combination? I go, sure. You're the United Nations of porn. You're the allies.
Why are there no black people in her porn if she's black?
I don't know if she's black.
I don't know.
Her picture isn't black.
Oh, that's right.
I think English women are sexy because she's supposedly from English.
So oh, okay.
So what exactly does your masturbator witness that sends him into his white room to release his white insides, I said?
His creamy filling.
She goes, well, let's call our masturbator Armstrong. This is her.
You gotta give whatever it is on the other end that.
Oh my God, Armstrong. Well, it will be after a while.
Oh, he witnesses his friend doggy style his girl, and he sees them, but they don't see him, and that turns him on. I go, Armstrong, that's very funny.
I go,
does he watch her for a long time or very quickly? A long time, that would make the story more interesting, she says.
You watch you long time.
So I go, okay, so we're going to need some dialogue between our English lady and Frenchman. Also, some position switches. She goes, are you writing them down? I'll be back in a few minutes. The receptionist wants to talk to me. I have no idea why. She's been staring at me the whole time. I've been writing everything you told me. I need to go to ShopRite and pick up some roast beef and bread.
I love how he interjects what he's really doing.
I'm not going to the reception.
I'm bringing my daughter to karate.
I'm sitting in the kid's fucking dojo. I'm walking a couple of stores down to ShopRite. I got to buy some supplies. The real wife, who isn't fucking divorcing me, has a shopping list and stupid has to go. She goes, okay, babe, I'm here for you. Let me know when you're back. I'm back. I go, that was uncomfortable. She goes, what did she say? I go, she was a fan and really liked me and wanted to get together and blah, blah, blah. Tell her to stay away from you because you are attached.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I go, maybe I'll have you tell her. All right, babe, the lawyer's ready. Wish me luck. I hope I like this one. At least the receptionist likes me. I had to fucking pack up my kid and leave.
Please no butt kicking. Please no butt kicking.
I go, love you, babe. No need to worry. I'm all yours. Love you more, she says. Impossible. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Sweet dreams. Are you going to... No, I go, yeah, the attorney's waiting. A female attorney. Mm-hmm. Hope she's better than the male attorney. So what do you guys think about that?
I'm still dying over Armstrong. And that she
brilliant.
Wants to write
very
the
good.
Porn.
But do you see what I'm doing now?
Yeah.
I'm adding things. I'm layering this up. I'm introducing new fucking characters.
Yes. I hope that she decides to kick this receptionist's ass.
I hope so, too.
I know. I have a vested interest in that happening.
Thursday. She goes, how did it go with the attorney yesterday? I go, the attorney was probably the best I've seen, but I do not think I will go back. She goes, why is that? I go, the receptionist. Okay, so what do we do now? Look for another one? I go, I guess, frustrating because this lawyer did sound good, but I don't need to deal with a horny receptionist every time I need to see my lawyer. She goes, I think you should tell her in a nice way you were seeing someone right now. I go, I did on the way out. It seems to turn her on. I guess some people like those who are taken. Agnes fucking knew I was married.
Yeah, I know. It's like, wait a second.
Do you see where I fucking twist irony in there? She goes, but would you find another one soon? I want this divorce to be over and done with. It's taking too long, babe. Listen, my boss is on my ass.
It's like, I have to come across with some money soon.
How are you making out? Oh, good, but working porn again? Are you still working on that? You were supposed to get that money months ago.
I go, you think I like it taking so long? But what should I do about this woman's advances? It's not like I can be mean. It could mean if her boss is going to represent me. Then why don't you tell her boss what her employee is doing, and if she really wants to keep her job, she would stop flirting and focus on her job. that's a fair deal, she goes.
Mm.
I go, of course it is. And then I have to deal with an angry woman giving me the stink eye or the knowledge that I got her fired. You were right, of course. It is just one more confrontation I do not wish to have in a series of confrontations. She goes, yeah, that's true. It's wise to avoid confrontations at this point. It certainly is. So what do you think is the best way out of this? I go, is curling up in a ball an option for dealing with this stress? LOL. Well, let's see what happens, she says. Well, I need to make a move soon. I want this over, too. The thing is, I can't be the bad guy in this situation. If I'm going to hire this attorney, I need them on my side. I just wish there was a way to get the message across that I can't entertain these advances without being a complete dick. Clearly, my polite method has failed. She goes, well, you have to be nice, but you have to be firm and let her know you are serious without being a bad guy. I go, I did that. It's not like I can show her lipstick marks on my collar.
No.
So what do we do now? It's like all our options are empty. I go, I don't know. Feel like flying to New York and walking into the attorney's office on my arm and giving the receptionist a dirty look? She goes, ha 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 ha, LOL. Clearly wow. Not. You haven't sent money for the ticket, you asshole.
Right.
I go, I'll take that as a no, LOL. Yeah. She go, if that would let her know you are serious, you should do it. If only it would work. I go, okay, I guess I will just put your face on a blow-up doll and bring you to the office. That will fool her for sure. That's what I wrote to Agnes.
That will fool her for sure. Well, if this receptionist is as stupid as Agnes, it might work.
She writes, I hope it works.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. No. Yes, she did.
Oh, Christ.
She goes, so when are you seeing the attorney again?
With my blow-up doll?
I go, babe, are you telling me I should really try that? I'm going to need a picture of just your face so I can glue it on the blow-up doll. Plus, I got to find a blow-up doll that matches your skin color. How would you best describe your skin color? She goes, well, I would say fairly fair.
Fairly fair.
Okay, I go, you do realize that once I have the blow-up doll that looks like you, I won't need you anymore.
No, you didn't.
I said that to her.
Oh, Jesus.
She goes, LOL with caps. My own personal Agnes. As long as I keep her away from sharp objects, she'll be with me forever. She goes, yeah, that's true. So how's your day? It's like talking to my mother if she was retarded.
I know, it's bizarre.
I go, I bet blow-up Agnes is going to be ready to get freaky, LOL. She goes, that's not going to happen, LOL.
Blow up
Agnes. I go, not even blow up Agnes? She goes, nope.
So she's speaking for blow up Agnes as well.
I go, you're no fun. I'm never going to get any at this rate.
Wait a minute, your fake girlfriend is speaking for your fake blow up doll?
Yes!
Oh, God.
Even fake me isn't getting laid.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.